We are in Siman Nun. Tam lama imre mishnes eizel mekayman. Kavol lishnes achapashus atamid perkeiz mekayman ubraisat Rabbi Shmuel. So they established in the Seder HaTfilah after Pashas HaTamid to say Eizem HaKayman and the Rise of Rabbi Shmuel Kadesh Yizke Kol Adam Lilmid B'chol Yemikra Mishnah Gemara, so that every day a person should learn Mikra Mishnah Gemara. The Gemara says V'shilashtem, a person is supposed to divide the time and what they learn to Mikra Mishnah and Gemara. Where is the Gemara? The Rise of Rabbi Shmuel Havi B'makim Gemara, that's considered to be in place of Gemara Shehamedrash Ki Gemara, because you know, Midrashim, which are ultimately coming to elucidate Psukim and so on, is considered to be like Gemara. So even though we had this discussion in the previous siman about Birchas HaTorah and what you need to say, but being that we have incorporated into our Nesach HaTfilah these things, if a person says it, then you don't have to worry. Says the Mishmar Kavalish, Nesish Mekemish in Imrem Ezim Mekem Nebebeisa Ovel, Nesha Asim HaTalmud Torah. So some say not to say it in a base of Avel. Veins Nachon Shahakol Shehu Seder Hayoyim Ein Bimishim Tamater La Avel. So this is the klal. Anything which is considered to be part of the Seder Hayoyim, that's not considered to be an issue of Tamater of an Avel, like we speak in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So things which are considered to be part of the normal Seder HaTfilah, then there's no issue whatsoever. You can say it, and that's not a problem. Now we said the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel is considered to be like Gemara, Shemedrish ke Gemara, Bachru ba Brais zu, Mipnei shi tchilas Teres Kehanim. It's the beginning of Teres Kehanim, which is the Halachic Medrish in Chumash Vayikra, Shureish lechol Pashas HaKabonis, Kavua Eitzel HaKabonis, Vechein Bachru ba Mishnas Ezeo Mekayman, Vekavua Achratam, Mishim Shneema, Obachol Makam Mukhtar, Mugash Lashmi, are you able to be makter and magish karbanis in all places? They're not being makriv karbanis in all places, but they are being isik in these hilchas avodah in all places. It's as if they were makter. So another reason why we say it is because there's no machlekes, and there is a mila of Divrei Torah which doesn't have any machlekes in it. The ein kriyas perek zo brises are oila lelimud mishnah v'talmud elami shemavin. So this that we say that it's considered to be that one has been yed to the chiv of Talmud Torah and so on, it's only for someone who understands what they're saying. Aval ami shein amavin tzarch lilmud elahavin. You need to understand what you're saying. Otherwise, when it comes to Teresh Baal Peh, that's not considered to be Lima Zedavke, but Tfilah Avshein Amevin, Akadosh Baruch Hu Yodeh Kavanase, Avalimeimah HaMishnah, Abrais Vein Amevin, Eina Nikra Limud. And that is what they say, they do say, even though he doesn't say this clearly, but they do say there is a chilek between Teresh Bechsav and Teresh Baal Peh. If a person leans Psukim, then that is considered to be Be'etzim, Talmud Torah. But Teresh Baal Peh, then if one there's a requirement of understanding. They need to understand. People who are not so literate and learned, they need to understand. So it's kedai for them to understand. Look at the English. You should learn in the nigun that one learns Mishnayis with. And so on. There is an interesting footnote over here in number 3 when he says someone who doesn't understand, it's Eina Imkein Le Nechshev Le Limude. So he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchas Talmud Torah. We did it 1 year before Shavuos in Shul. He says Sheyesh Le Lasik B'Chol HaTorah Gam B'Dvarim She'Eina Meivin. There is merit in a person engaging in sections of Torah even if he doesn't understand. Ula asid lava yiske lahavin or lahasig as kala terah shasak ba'ilam hazeh. So whatever you least tried and engaged in, you will merit to have an understanding in Eilam Haba. He then quotes a chidah who says, Masha'in an echshav limud amin amavin, hainu dafke kishle mishtaga lahavin. That's if you don't try. Imagine a person is learning a shver sugya. He just doesn't understand, doesn't make sense, he just can't get it. We're not going to say that that's not considered to be a Talmud Torah. On the contrary, that's what the Maral says, that the reason why we don't say, why Nesachash, because we don't say, Asher Kedishanim, Mitzvah Sivitzivanu, Lil Maid Es HaTorah. But rather we say, right, I mean, if you recall, we had in Nemzayin Hey, Bechazda, Asher Kedishanim, Mitzvah Sivitzivanu, Al Divrei Torah. Our Nesach is Lasik B'Divrei Torah. But the Maral says, why don't we say Lil Maid Es HaTorah? Oh, because he says Lil Maid would possibly have an implication that only if you succeeded in understanding that which you've done. But I think, you know, the Zera Kaddish says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Chadi, B'mili D'Arayis, a Kaddish Baruch Hu Kaviyachol delights in a person just trying to engage. So, so says the Chidah, if a person is trying to understand a Sugya, then a Vada, that is considered to be Talmud Torah. Another thing which he says, which is interesting, is im leimeter shebichsavin emavin. So he mentioned this, that the Shochan Aruch Rav says im mitzi besfasav afirishin emavin harizim mekaimet sistamatera. So there you have it from the Shochan Aruch Rav who says it, and the Shla quotes Rabbeinu Bachi in Kadakemach shekriya b'tera he mitzvah gedela v'afshle emavin mashakira ubavaji yedeshu kira. As long as he's aware that he's reading divrei Torah and so on. What about learning Zera Kaddish if you don't understand it? So he quotes the Chidah, who says, "Sheyilmed by afim ena meivin v'yala leilerotzen emasugul lahayres anefesh." Even learning esoteric things like Zera Kaddish, and just having a go and trying and so on, that is, there's merit in that also. Good. Says the Shochanach weiter nun alaf. Dir ins fila min baruch sha'amar ad yishtabach. Ayim rin baruch sha'amar akoydim psuki de zimra v'yishtabach lachreim. So really the structure of psuki de zimra is we have a bracha before and we have a bracha afterwards. Baruch sha'amar is the bracha before, yishtabach is the bracha afterwards, and sandwiched in the middle is the psuki de zimra. So you say baruch sha'amar before psuki de zimra and you say yishtabach after. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Shevach Zeh Tiknu Anshek Nesach Deil Adei Piska Denach Min Shemaya. So there was a patek which fell from Shemayim. Matzu Kasav Boy. On the patek it had this. Nesach V'yesh B'Pei Zayin Teves. It has 87 words. V'simano in the simon for that is Reishe Kesem Paz, being the Gematria. Ratzalema Reish HaTfila, in the beginning of the Tfila. Who bracha shall pay Zion Teves. A bracha of 87 words. Al kin ein legrevel elahayziv al pay Zion. So the number is important. Vanachem la'imra mu'umad afili yachidi. You should always say it standing up. Da'if has shtei tzitzies. Shal fanad b'shas amiris bach sh'amar. Ola acha gemar bach sh'amar. Yinash game. You should kiss them afterwards. V'fe'amay b'segal b'tishbach is b'chirik. As far as the diktuk shabay. So al kapanim, that is what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. Now, in the Piskei Tshuvas, you know, we know that the Nusach Sfarad have a different order. They have a different order. So, he quotes over here, V'nechliku b'nei Ashkenaz v'svarad l'nin psukei hoidu im la'imram kodem baruch sh'amar l'achrav. Should you say hoidu before? Should you say it afterwards? And even this is not, you know, a recent diyun between Hasidim and Misnagdim and so on. Recent is chayis. This really goes back 1,000 years. The Arizal samach yada bezel nesach svard. The Arizal gave his askama to the order of nesach svard. Shekeinu al pisei de shtalshlus lamais. This is the way in the way the worlds kind of descend. And we times a hechriya gam ken leimra hisafas am izmerim de shabbos yom tov lefnei baruch shamar. According to this, says the Arizal, that the additional kapitlach tilim which we say and so on should be said before baruch shamar. And bottom line is nahara upashtea. There's different rivers, there's different streams, there's different minhagim, and so on. And therefore that is fine, but obviously there are different minhagim, and they both have a credible source. Now says the Shochanach Vayter Beis, im siyem baruch sh'amar kodem Shisayim Achazin Oina Achrav Amen. Now very often you'll have the Chazan, and perhaps he finishes before you, and he says the bracha, and you're not quite finished. So he says Melech Malah Batish Bachayis, and you're still in the middle of Brach Sha'amar, and so on. So says the Shulchan Aruch quite clearly, only if you're Misayim your bracha may you say Amen. Otherwise, you're being mafsik in the middle of a bracha, and you shouldn't do so. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Im Siyam, Avalim Lay Siyam Layan Amen. You should not respond Amen. Upasha Dadavka Mishah Sheishchol Baruch At Hashem. Then is the time that you are bound by not being mafsik because you're in the middle of the bracha. Dimitchila Shivcha Ba'almu, meaning at the beginning when you say Baruch Sha'amar, and the first few phrases, and that's just a praise. You could, in theory, say the first couple of lines, and then you could stop, and you could be mafsik, because you actually haven't said Baruch Hashem yet. So you would be able to stop in the middle or say Amen in the middle. Chol Zedavka, Amen Shal Baruch Sha'amar, Ay Shal Yishtabach, Aval Shar Amenim, Masak Amang Avram, Besivkot and Gimel, Demutalanis, Afilo Be'emse Birkas Baruch Sha'amar Yishtabach. Fascinating. Psak of the Magen Avraham, even though in theory you are in the middle of the bracha, why are you allowed to say Amen to another bracha? Says the Magen Avraham, you are Kevin Shal Huskra Bracha Zubi Gemara. We know very often we find in the Poskim that brachas which are said in the Gemara, that already I'm going to treat, you know, with all the reverence and all the dinim of brachas and so on, including a din as to whether or not there's shame in malchus and brachas which don't appear in the Gemara. It's a bracha which only appears in the Medrash. What does the Medrash say in Parshas told us? Ad Yud Gimel Shana, a father is Megalgal with his Bonov. After they reach the age of 13, he says, Baruch Shiptarani Mi'onshe Shalazeh. Okay, so the bracha appears in the Medrash, doesn't appear in the Gemara. So we say it without shame of malchus. The Goyin says you should say it with shame of malchus, but the standard midrash, which the Achronim say, is because it doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli, no, it's not considered to be a bracha with Shema Malchus. So says the Magen Avraham that if you hear someone say a shahakal, you're allowed to be mafsik, kevin shalei huska bracha zuba gemara. Ach, imu oimed achatevis baruch ato Hashem, kodim shesiyem melech mahula batish bachis, so you're mamish in the middle of the bracha, the actual bracha itself, kazvachai adam do azulilanes, then already you should not respond to Bezem Kalkal Gamri as a bracha. That is considered to be a proper kilkal of the bracha. He points out in footnote 2 the imhifsik, and what happens if a person taka was mafsik. The Be'alacha says in Simon Samach Vav, Shu Safik im Sach Lach Zilla Reish Ulavarach Shenis. So it's really not partial. If you're in the middle, literally of Baruch Hashem, you're about to say Melech Mehulal, then you should definitely not respond. Yeah.
Ms. Thomas happens with all brachas. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, you're making a bow pre or eight.
And I mean, in a regular bracha, for sure, you're not allowed to be mafsik with any for anything, for any bracha. Here we're saying that because the bracha doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli, but then the Magen Avraham says for shar brachas, then you should be mafsik. But on that, Chayyadim says, but that's only before you've actually gotten to the chasima of Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Mehulah V'Tishbachis. If you're mamish in the chasima, then everyone agrees. But in Chayyadim, you're right, in a regular bracha, for sure not. Now, we said, if you get the Kodim Shisim Achazon, Avlim Siyim Im Achazon Bevas Achas, what if you reach at the exact same time? When you think about it, you know, what is so bad about saying Amen to your bracha? I mean, you're just saying Kel Melech Ne'eman, you know. But nevertheless, the Gemara says, for your own bracha, you don't say Amen to in general. We're going to see in a minute. There might be a time when you do, and the Sfaradim have more instances where they do. Mm-hmm. So if it's at the exact same time, the Mishnah Berurah says, "B'shem the Magen Avraham," that you should not do so. For adin mechol habrachas hadin kain levad biyishtabach ay halucha achar halal achar shema ama yisrael load im siyem b'shav emashatz ayam adam achar ina amen to harbi peskim sfeilu debizel ina filu achar birkas atzmai. There are those who say that when you get to the end of that whole section, like Yishtabach, where you've completed the whole section of Pesukah de Zimra, or you've completed the Halal, you've completed the Birchas Kriyashma. So there are opinions which say that already is the end of a section, and there's nothing wrong with saying Amin even on your own. And therefore, in that case, we will paskin, even though we don't necessarily do that, but at least we will say that if you finish at the same time with a chazan, then you will say Amen because of this mitigating factor. That's what he says. We don't say Amen after Shema Yisrael ad Amen, which the Sfaradim do, and so on. Even though we don't do that, then you finish at the same time with a chazan or someone else. Vada yishlis mechalzeh. And so on. Vimsiim, who bracha achas, eize bracha shetia, vashatz bracha acheres, mutter lanes amen. So the only time we say this kepeda is if it's the two people saying the exact same bracha. But if you're saying bracha A and the chazan says bracha B, and you finish at the same time, then you are permitted to say amen, and you should say amen to the bracha. We said, Oina Achav Amen, Volayahade Hefsik Bein Abracha Lahadavar. That's not considered to be a Hefsik, meaning between Baruch Sha'amar and Haidu. The Psuk of the Zimra is Shevachu, Amen Shevachu. Okay, in Zimra, Volayahade Hefsik. So that is considered to be Me'inyan, the Shevach of Psuk of the Zimra, and therefore it's not considered to be a Hefsik. The Imsach Dvarim Betalim Bein Baruch Sha'amar Lahaidu. Now, if you interrupted, you said, "Baruch Hashem Melech 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 B'chayis," what time is it? And you speak Dvar Metelem between that and Haidu, Efshar Tetzarech Lachzal Levarech Mishim Hefsik. So that could be the Hefsik, which very often the Prima Gadim ends off with the Tzarech In. It's interesting. Someone asked Avni Nezer, who do you prefer to paskin? Do you paskin like the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivis, or do you paskin like the Prima Gadim? And he says, I like to go with the Nesivis, the Derech HaChaim. He said, why? He says, because he always is Machria. But the Prima Gadim very often blibes with the Tzarech In. Okay, it's, Mirev Goinus, it's not Chalila criticism, but he often ends off with the Tzarech In. So he says, Efshar, the Tzarech Lachzal, so could be, you might have to go back. So, Kaponim, you see, you don't want to get yourself into that state of a Suffolk. Now, this is also important. The nearly, Shalufize, Afilu, Vishtika, Taiv, Lizar, Lachatchila, Shalishis, Harbe, Bein Taim. Ayin, Simon, Reishvav, Magen Avraham, Sivkot, and Dalad, U, Bechidushi, Rivkideg, Sham. And how much is that? The amount of time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, or maybe Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori, which means that let's say you have said Baruch Sha'amar, and you have said Melech Melech Batish B'chayis, and the Chazan is much slower than you, and he's not going to be finishing imminently, just launch straight into Haidu. And I often do that. Because Lamaisa, you have been Mevarech Hashem for the opportunity to say Pesukah Zimra. No, you just said the Bracha. You're about to be Mahal Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Melech Melech Batish Bachayis. No. So Zogshayim. What are you waiting for? You're waiting to Tichkei Dibur. You're supposed to do it. So if it's a gap of more than Tichkei Dibur, then that is also questionable as to whether or not, yeah, it's an issue.
So presumably, at the other end, when if you said Sukkot Zimra faster than the, you should start straight away.
100%. And Harry's pointing out correctly, so, and I believe we're going to get to it, that if you finish, let's say you finished Shir Sayam and you're ready for Yishtabach, also you shouldn't wait. Because you finished the Psuke de Zimra, so you're supposed to be Mevarech Hashem afterwards. So you shouldn't wait. On Shabbos, we'll often wait for Sheikhin, but because there you haven't actually finished. But let's say you do Sheikhin Ad and you continue up until Yishtabach, then you have the same issue. But I think, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because we'll start at Hamelech, we haven't quite finished. So then in Hanami, but if you finished, they're saying the Shira, Then in Hanami, you should go into Yishtamach. For sure you should. We're going to see this Mefurish. I'm going to say that. Siv Gimel. Again, we said this is the sheet of the Mechaber. The Rama later on says, take a look at Reish Tezvav, which the Mishpura says, the Shom Nizvav, but the reason of the Mechaber is when you finish a complete section, then it is appropriate to mark that occasion by saying Amen. Let's at least begin Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet says Sarg Lizar Milahafsik Bediba Shiyaskil Bedibor Mishiyaskil Bach Shama at Saif Shmina Esrei. So a person should not be speaking. You should not be mafsik once you say Bach Shamar until the end of Shmina Esrei. And the truth is we're gonna see later on that now there's more. We're gonna see that you're not supposed to be mafsik between Shmina Esrei and Tachanun. Supposed to kind of immediately have the power of Tachanun is very much felt and manifest when you go straight into Tachanun without being mafsik b'dibur. But certainly from Baruch Sha'amar through Shmoneh Esrei. V'afilu l'tzeich mitzvah ein l'dabar bin Baruch Sha'amar l'yishtabach. Ayin l'kamon inun gimel nun dalet. Let's just see the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. Lizar the Baruch Sha'amar have a bracha shalifnei psukah de zimra. V'yishtabach have a bracha shalach areha. Ubein yishtabach l'yetzer halayas l'hafsik. And during the Birchas Kriyashma, we're also going to see that you're not allowed to be mafsik. And not only that, we're going to see it's more chamor between Birchas Kriyashma and Shmoneh Esrei. It's more chamor than in the Pesukah de Zimra. So for instance, we're going to see and say, if a person went to be excused, so you can say an Asher Yatzah during Pesukah de Zimra, but you should not say an Asher Yatzah during Birchas Kriyashma, and you should wait to say it after Shmoneh Esrei, and try and make sure you don't forget. Al Kapanim is saying that Ubein Yishtabach Liyatzar Asala Hafsik, come on in Nun Dalet, Ubein Yitzav Halav, Birchas Kriyashma, yeah, Kazmet Shuvas Makar, Baruch, Sheroy Levat Aminik, Shekhtas Negev Lahafsik, Kedeva Havi Hechasin Lebeis Akneses, Bein Baruch Sha'amar L'Yetzer, there was some minhag, that's what they did. Bein Keich Minhag Zayafa Leilach Achrav Ayin Sham. So being that it goes against this concept of being mafsik, with Diburim, they would sing him in and so on. One should not do so. Sim Malahafsik, B'chomakam Shas Malahafsik, Afilu Bilshin HaKodesh Asa Daber. Don't think that speaking in Lashon HaKodesh is okay, because Shetzach Lahafsik, Mivnei Eza Aynes, Ebechi Agavna, the Sifhei. So in situations where you are mafsik, we'll have to see a bit tomorrow as to whether or not we do this. If a person says in a shayatza, maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow as to in a situation where you have to be mafsik, is our minhag to say Baruch Shem Ba'olam Amen V'Amen and so on, or is that only in situations where you're mafsik because of a particular inus? Just wanted to mention, we are learning Bez Hashem tomorrow, but Friday, just because, I might be doing puzzle in a couple of minyanim, so we'll learn tomorrow Bez Hashem, but not on Friday.